Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
And we welcome you into the Arvest Bank postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Again, the final score, Mountain Home falling to Little Rock Hall today, 49-48. Tough, hard-fought matchup between the two teams. Mountain Home had the three by Talon Benn, a long three from the left wing there at the end, but he unfortunately hit that with less than 5 seconds left. And with that, Hall didn't have to worry about the five-second call in the inbounds play. They could just run out and not have to throw it in. So that's the way this game ends, and that's the way. And so Mountain Home is going to go to the consolation bracket, and they'll be playing in an elimination game tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, on Tuesday. They'll play the loser of the game between Jonesboro and Jacksonville. If that game is against Jonesboro, they'll have to go on the road, go to Northeast Arkansas. If Jacksonville is their opponent, well, the good thing is there, Mountain Home would have home court advantage because they are just 1 seed higher than the Titans. Taking a look at the final numbers for both teams, the stats, game stats for today's game are brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Well, Mount Salem ended up with two players in double figures. David Waymire led the way with 11 points, 10 on the day for Colton Peters, and then 9 points each for Talon Benn. All of his came from behind the three-point line, and also 9 points for Garrett Deechee. 6 on the day for Luke Cruz and 2 and 3 for Luke Jackson. He had a 3 there towards the end of the contest inside the last minute of it. Well, Greg Johnson, boy, he looked good today. 27 points and including going 13 of 15, I'm counting from the free throw line. So good day for him from both the field and the charity stripe. 5 points each for Kevon Cooper, 5 points for Kevon Cooper, 4 each for Jared Smith, Jonathan Coleman, and Michael Peterson, 3 for Xavier Madison, and 2 for Montavious Dismuke. Mountain Home really struggled, though, with trying to avoid the turnovers. I counted them for 22 on the day, whereas Hall ended up with 10. That can definitely make a difference in a game like this, a one-point game, that is. And four ties, 4 lead changes, and just about all that was early on in the game. Well, we'll take one more break. We'll come back and put a wrap on this one. Again, Mountain Home falls to Hall 49-48. You're listening to Arvest Bank postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
And we welcome you back into the Arvest Bank postgame show one last time today as, again, Mountain Home falls to Little Rock Hall, 49-48 here at Cirque Arena on the campus of Hall High School. And with the loss, Mountain Home is going to drop to 12-15 on the season, and they'll have moved to the consolation side of the bracket. And Hall is going to improve to 22-6, and they'll advance to the semifinals and play the winner of the 2-7 matchup between Jonesboro and Jacksonville. And so, and again, Mountain Home is going to play the loser of that game on Tuesday on the consolation side of the bracket. And this will be an elimination game because there is no seventh place game because there's no need for it because they only take the top 6 from the conference into the state tournament. So again, we don't know the details for Mountain Home's next game except that it will be on Tuesday. That's all I can tell you. Don't know what time. don't know where and don't know who yet. But, again, I will tell you, if Mountain Home plays Jonesboro next, they'll go on the road for that one because Jonesboro's the higher seed. They're the 2 seed, and Mountain Home is the 6. But if Mountain Home's next opponent is Jacksonville, they will have home court advantage, and it would be a doubleheader for Mountain Home that night as the Lady Bombers won their game earlier today over on KTLO AM 47-32. Mountain Home improves to 14-13 on the season for their girls team does, and they'll be hosting Marion Tuesday night, and we'll have that broadcast for you. We'll have more details on that later on in the next few days. Hopefully we'll have it tomorrow for you at 7. So just be sure you stay tuned to Classic Hits 101.7 and to KTLO over the next few days. So again, Mount Home falls by a point, and that's going to wrap up the RVS Bank postgame show and today's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Hannah Blevins, back at the studio. I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score today from Cirque Arena on the campus of Hall High School in Little Rock, the Hall Warriors 49 and the Mountain Home Bombers 48. Have a good day, everyone.
You've been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Arkansas State University of Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Imogen Things, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, and The Locker Room. Join us for more Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the things we plan, unless we're clinging to the things we promise.